Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Again, it's Greater Kansas City Day. 1,200 volunteers are selling special editions of the Kansas City Star newspapers all morning long on street corners throughout the city. And you can get limited edition 50th season flags available at Metro Price Chopper locations in Union Station for $10 or donation to Royals Charities. Jim Eisenreich is going to be on the show later. He's the Royals alumni representative. And a host of celebrities, including Bobby Bell and Jamie Bluma and Keith Cash and Anthony Davis, Mike McFarlane, Brian McCray, Christian Okoye, Warren Moon, J.C. Pearson, Jamie Quirk, Bud Stallworth, Frank White, and our next guest, punter for your Kansas City Chiefs, Dustin Colquitt. Good morning, Dustin. How are you?
So everybody heard that Union Station. They're going nuts. The last name you said.
Well, see, everyone goes crazy. They love it.
What's going on, St. John?
You know what? Congrats on the new deal that's going to keep you in Kansas City. I know that being a member of that 2005 draft class, you saw one of your guys, you know, the last of that class that was around with you, Derek Johnson. He's no longer there, but you're staying in Kansas City. I know that it was very important for you and your family to stay in KC. So just let's start there. How happy are you that you don't have to worry about that, that you're staying home?
Oh, man, and it has become, you're right about that. I think anytime you have an organization that is willing to kind of keep you on, draft you and keep you on and keep you in the same system, you know, I jumped on that. My dad played for Pittsburgh for 6 years, and I always go to him for football stuff. I think you've probably heard some of these comments before, but he was pretty adamant about me staying and, you know, finishing the task, you know, completing contracts. And I'm just very fortunate I get to do this in Kansas City, which has become my home.
Yeah, and especially when you consider it, when this offseason's been, I mean, it's been crazy across the NFL, but man, it's been a busy one for the Chiefs. I mean, guys coming, guys going. How excited are you about all the changes that are going to be coming your way this season?
Yeah, I think changes are just part of the National Football League. You know, we've had very consistent here, I think the first four years anyway's been here. And so you're seeing a big kind of change in direction, a youth movement. I think that you've got to welcome change, and I'm just very thankful that, you know, the Chiefs have made me a part of that change, and I still fit, you know, their system, can still help them win, and I'm excited to see what the city says. I mean, I've already, you know, I'm signing autographs up here at Union Station, but they're like, how's Mahomes? You know, everybody's, you know, excited to have that kind of, you know, new jitters ready for the season to start. As Andy would say, you know, we gotta wait a second, you know, we got an off season program, we're gonna iron things out, and then we're ready to go in St. Joe in July. So we're excited about everything going on.
Hey, Dustin, how's Mahomes?
Yeah.
I know, right? Now, that's the second most frequent question. Usually my favorite career question was, what's it like playing with Tony Gonzalez?
Right.
I'm just glad we're on to a new question. No, he's great. You know, I've got a chance to get to know him. I actually drove through Lubbock this offseason and shot a text with him really quick, and he's like, dude, you got to go to this taco joint in Lubbock. It's great. Oh,
really?
So I was like, oh, thanks. But other than that, great guy, huge arm, but student of the game. That's why he's loved in Kansas City. You know, when you meet the guy, he's got a pen and a pad ready to kind of write down, see what makes him better. He wants guys around him to get better. And so I think that's why the organization was eager to get to work with him and see what he can do. He's got a big upside. He's, like I said, he's in the classroom. He's getting better. He watches a lot of film. You know, which a lot of millennials, you got to watch those guys.
Right.
And he's not a typical millennial, so I'll just say that.
Was it Torchy's Tacos?
It was Torchy's Tacos. And other than my wife's mouth being on fire and asking for milk, it was amazing. We love that place.
Yeah. Yeah. Torchy's is good.
So, now the GM that you had to work this deal out with is Brett Veach. And so is it your goal to stay in the NFL long enough to where you're actually older than the GM? Because he came close here. He's got 4 years on you, but, I mean, we're trending that way. Do you think you can make it that long?
If the NFL keeps trending the way it is, and God willing, I can keep playing you know, keep extending the seasons out longer and longer, eventually, unless they start hiring very old GMs, I should, hopefully, in my last few years, be older than our next GM. But, you know, I think Beach is an interesting character. He does his homework. He watches a lot of film. He is dedicated to the road. He's got to get a team behind him. And, you know, he's one of those guys that I can see that, you know, stay here as long as Carl Peterson would. He's diligent about what he does. He loves Chiefs Kingdom and the opportunity. A lot of these people that are transplants from the Northeast, you'll hear them say, like, oh, my gosh, Kansas City, you have no idea. And I'm like, oh, no, I do. I came from Tennessee. This is a little hidden gem in the Midwest. And so I think when people do get here, they say, I'm going to do everything I can, you know, working overtime to stay here and keep my family here. What a great place to raise young kids.
Yeah, we're trying to keep that secret here about how great this town is so people from the outside don't find out. But you mentioned working with Veach. We've been impressed when he does press conferences at how open and honest he is. I mean, he just seems to kind of be willing to tell you what's on his mind. Guys he's offered contracts to, guys he's interested in, you know, it's kind of refreshing. Is it like that when you're negotiating with him? I mean, is he just as straightforward when you dealt with him in that regard?
Yeah, definitely. I think he wants to be transparent. You know, this is I don't think he's one of those guys that is going to tell you one thing and then if you look on paper and it's like, wait a second, that's not what we talked about. He's transparent in the fact that, you know, he told me on my way out, you know, you see all these moves. Before even the moves started happening, everybody started hearing the echoes. Mm-hmm. And he told me on the phone, hey, we're going to keep you. Just remember that, and, you know, we'll get to you down the road. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, sometimes you just need to hear that as an older player. I don't consider myself older. I probably act, when I'm in the building, I probably act younger than anybody over there, including the freshies right out of the locker room in college. But he, you know, when somebody says that to you and you're almost 36 years old and you think, all right, that's pretty honest there. In the business world, that was an honest comment. So I'm thankful for that. And that's kind of how he deals. He wants you to know the truth, where, you know, what lens he's looking through, and that we're trying to win a championship. If you're not on board for that, then you're not welcome in Kansas City anymore.
Dustin Colquitt's our guest. It's Greater Kansas City Days down at Union Station, meeting fans and signing autographs. And so I mentioned that 2005 draft class, last two guys left were you and DJ, and now DJ is not going to be with the Chiefs next year. Man, I still can't wrap my head around that until I actually see the Chiefs on the field next year and he's not there. But for you, you came into the league with him. You've been through everything with him. How was that to deal with when you found out that's what was going to happen?
And that's the nature of the business. And it's tough because he ended up being such a close friend. We raised our kids together here in Kansas City. We've spent so much time together, not just in the facility or, you know, on Sundays, but in our houses. For we'd have a Bible study that went around to all of our different houses. And so really when you figure all of that in that time, you can't get that back. There's nobody that's going to fill DJ's shoes personally for me. But he understands this is a business, and, you know, when you call and you have that conversation, you're like, dude, what, I don't know if I can handle this. You've been one of the more consistent things in my life the last 13 years. And really it was a real quick, like, yeah, but keep doing your thing, DC. So, you know, he understands. I think he has more football left in him. I know it's not going to be here, but still on that professional, on that personal level especially, you know, he's like, keep doing your thing, though, man. Your time has not come yet here. So and I've said the one thing that I am jealous about is, you know, his clock starts, him and Tomba of the Chiefs Ring of Honor. I think there'd be two great inclusions in that. Obviously, the Hunt family will kind of pick that, vote on that. But it's going to be fun. My next goal is, hey, I still want to be in a red helmet when he gets inducted and be out on the field and be like, oh, walk over, like, hey, good job, buddy. Remember me?
Hey, Dustin Colquitt's our guest right before we let you go. Now, I know you're a big Royals fan. I've seen you at the Royals games. You supported the team all through their playoff runs and everything else. That's cool about Kansas City. The Chiefs come out to the Royals. Royals come out to the Chiefs and supporting Kansas City and everything else. And so you're out there for Greater Kansas City Day. But we're all, hey, look, we're all sad because Salvador Perez got hurt yesterday. He hurt his knee carrying luggage on the stairs. So there's number one. Please do not carry your luggage on the stairs anymore, Dustin, right before the season. But what's the weirdest way, or have you had a bizarre injury away from football that's affected you on the field?
I did, and we're not supposed to talk about injuries and stuff. Obviously, I know that's a big faux pas, but I think Rick Burkholder, our head trainer, which is he's been great the last 4 years, but he doesn't like this wasn't an injury, but I was actually this year. There's one set of lights that I was trying to get my Christmas lights on the back gutter. They would not go with the timer that I had kind of worked on. And so it was just one strip of lights, and it was only like 15, 20 yards. And I'd have to every night manually like take it off. Like one of the nights was freezing. I was trying to do it quick. And I went outside, unplugged them. When I walked back in my house, I kind of peeled my shoes off just with my heels. And when I stepped back, I missed the step and only stepped on my big toe. This was like the Thursday night before the Denver game.
Oh, no.
And literally my big toe went straight up in the air. I mean, I was screaming in the backyard. I'm sure if any of my neighbors were out there, they were like freaking out. But I mean, my big toe swelled up on my plant leg on my foot. And I text Rick. I was like, dude, I'm in trouble. Like, I can't walk. And anyway, I ended up waking up the next day. Just lo and behold, thank God. I tore away some of the scar tissue from this injury I had in like middle school. It had always bothered me. And then literally like 2 or 3 days later, I had a 77-yard punt. and Rick's laughing because he's like, dude, you said you weren't going to practice. And I was like, I didn't think I could. I don't know what that was, but it's actually better. So That was the most bizarre thing. Like I went from like not thinking I was going to practice Friday. I woke up and it was just one of those things where like, man, I just got rid of a clinger. something in my dang toe, and now, wow, it's way better. I have a new lease on life.
Well, see, it worked out well.
Yeah,
good for
you.
I mean, maybe Salvi will come back better than ever. After
he will. I got to spend time with him. That was one of the things that I told Kansas City. It was like, if you're not going to resign me and Hosmer's moving on, this first base deal looks pretty good, and I'm going to at least give it a shot.
Right.
That's a long way since my Little League days, but I'm going to give it a go. And when I got there, I just got to talking to George. Talked to me for like 20 minutes, and then I talked to Salvi, and then I talked to Ian, and then I forgot even to go out and try. I was just so pumped about seeing those guys. So he'll get better quick. We need him. We need him to get better quick, and it's, you know, I'm looking for a good season. I think they got some chemistry over there from what I could tell and surprise. I mean, I'm really looking for the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dustin, one of the things I did want to ask you about, Jake and I were talking, you know, the big news in the NFL right now is the discussion about this new rule about lowering your helmet and that it could come with an ejection because, man, if you end up having to make a tackle in a game and you can't get ejected, bro, because, like, we don't have another punter, you know? So, like, you know, what are your thoughts on this possible new rule?
I'm going to take the Sean Landetta approach and punt and then literally take a 90 to the sideline.
Just get off the field, man.
I'm out. No, I'm kidding. I'd use that 12th man that you hear it since you're playing the Grasshoppers is use the sidelines. It's never missed a tackle. Try to usher those guys out of bounds. And, it's one of those rules where it's going to make our sport safer at the end of the day. And obviously it's going to take some of the big hits out of the game that dons the name football and you know, decleater. You're not going to hear a lot of that anymore, but I think it's going to be a safer way for us to move forward in our game and make it safer for the players so we can still go out and do what we do on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays. You know, the NFL's extended this schedule as much as it can, branching out to, you know, the country and the world. But I think with this tackle, it's going to help people down the road stay healthier. Casey Wolf just walked by, guys.
Oh boy.
Yeah, don't.
He just about lowered his helmet and tackled me.
Yeah. He won't let you get a word in edgewise. You tell him to be quiet.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think it's going to make it safer. It's just going to, until we get a replay, until we see it in the game, are we going to know the full implications and what that means? So I'm interested to see what that is. You know, preseason, they're going to treat it like that extra point. See what it looks like, and then it's going to be replays. People are going to be at concessions longer. I think that's what they're trying to do. Keep people at concessions longer for these replays.
Well, I'm all for that. Hey, Dustin, thank you very much for the time. And again, this all benefits the Rotary Club 13's youth camp located in Lake Jacomo. And we always appreciate you being out there in the community and helping raise money for a great cause. And so we'll send people down there to see you at Union Station.
Yes, sir. And everybody get out and buy a paper today. All these kids' charities that have benefits. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for all of your hard work. My boy Brian Norwood's driving down in Florida. I-10, be safe. And everybody that's going out to the K today, let's make it feel like a playoff atmosphere. That's all we need. We're going to win.
That's right.
You know, Dustin, I'm just going to say you're welcome, because this reminds me of 2 years ago when I was down there dressed in Casey McDonald's Villanova jersey.
Villanova
dress.
Baby, I remember it. You were freezing. Oh. You took it like a champ.
Yeah, but now we don't play Villanova until Saturday, so I don't have to wear the jersey dress just yet. You know,
but he still takes it like a champ.
I do.
Yeah. And he says he's going to wear the dress, win or lose.
Yeah, you know,
such a weird,
actually,
such a weird offer.
I have those pictures on my phone. As soon as I get done signing stuff, I'm tweeting that out.
Yeah. Attaboy. Go ahead and share those with us. We'd love to retweet.
Oh, hey, he's rocking the gun show.
Yeah, you know. Tickets available now.
Pop gun. Yeah. Nerf gun.
Hey, Dustin, thank you, man.
Gun.
We appreciate the time. It's Dustin Colquitt.
Yeah.
And again, he's back with the Chiefs after reworking his deal to stay in Kansas City. And if you want to go see Dustin Colquitt, you heard Casey Wolf in the background. Can't keep his mouth shut.
I know, he's just running his mouth
right, constantly. That's right. Up until
and
9:30.
Bad tackling
be,
for him by Casey Wolf right. as well, putting his head down.
9:30, the celebrities will be down at Union Station meeting with fans. There's donuts, music, flags, selling newspapers. Dustin Colquitt, one of them. We're also going to talk to Bud Stallworth and Jim Eisenreich, but they're all down there. Go to Union Station. If you see volunteers on a street corner, buy a newspaper. It all goes to a great cause. It benefits Rotary Club 13's youth camp located at Lake Jacomo, which allows kids with physical, mental, or emotional disabilities to attend camp for free. Additional local children's charities benefit from proceeds as well. Go to kcday.org for more information. Go to Union Station right now and buy the 50th anniversary flag. $10 or more. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.